Everything that is abominable he promotes, and it's all under the guise of loving each other and accepting each other and being inclusive of everybody. That's what you've got to know. It's all the deception, and we see that happening now. Don't we see that? All of that in the works? It's all in the works. All right, now let's look at verses 14 and 15. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it is given him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who had the wound of the sword and is come to life. Again, talking about the revived Roman Empire. And it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast would even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now, I remember as a girl, my granddaddy, you know, was a pastor. And he was preaching one day on the second coming, and he said, the Bible says the whole world's going to see him when he returns. Now, we didn't know that then, how that was possible. Right? But we know today how that's possible. How is it possible? TV. We didn't have TV when I was a girl. Right? Well, no, not in that sense. No, not in that sense. This, in all probability, is talking about some kind of robot. Maybe something that we don't even know about yet. Technology is so wild today, we don't know. But somehow he's going to make an image of the beast. And that image will be able to speak. Well, can we see in technology that that's possible? In a way that they couldn't have seen it back in my grandfather's day? Yes, we can see that things are evolving so quickly in technology. When my children grew up, we didn't have cell phones. We had home phones, but nobody had a cell phone. That's just evolved in the last 25 years. So things that are happening in technology, in fact, my son-in-law, who has his PhD, said things are developing so quickly they can't even keep up with it in school to teach it. I'm talking about in college. It's developing so quickly, all this technology. Well, all of this is the world being prepared for everything Scripture teaches is going to happen during that 7 years. Everything. They already know, and I've told you all this before, they already know everything about you. And if you've got a smartphone this morning, unless you've got your setting turned off, they know exactly where you are. They know where you are. They know how long you're there. They know. Do you know when I pick up my cell phone in the morning, the first thing that comes up is, good morning, Sarah Michael. You know what time I get up? And that varies depending on what my... Does yours do that? It tells me good morning. It knows what time I get up. Huh?
You really have a smartphone.
Yours knows the same thing. Mine's not. It's not an iPhone. It's an Android, which is antiquated compared to some of the ones that are out there today. One afternoon, I got in the car, and it said something about me leaving Whitefield. And I thought, very good. And that was where and one day I got in the car, and it thinks that I work over on Standard Road because that's where I go pick up Corbin, and it told me a better way to get there, to get to work. And I thought, this is good. So I happened to see somebody on TV, and he was talking about this kind of thing, and he said, your phone has a setting that you can turn it off. Now, every time I'm trying to do something, it's always asking me to give my location. Wants me to turn that back on. I'm going to turn it back on. where I am. And when Janet was on a trip, I looked on my phone and it was telling me where she's eating dinner. And I thought, I know things about her she didn't know I know. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Now, that was unheard of even 10 years ago. So, everything about you is already in a database. And I read somewhere recently, or I think I saw it actually on my smartphone. It may have been on TV. But anyway, it said this. When you play those games on your smartphone, those quizzes that we all love to do, it's gathering information about you. Huh? And it's putting it in the database. Putting it all in the database. And when people make these different groups, like your family groups and your friend groups and all that, listen, they will know who's related to who. We won't be here, but some of your relatives are going to be here, and they're going to know who's related to who. Why do they want to know that? Not just that, but if you've ever read Fox's Book of Martyrs, do y'all know what I'm talking about? It was a book written about the persecution of the early church. I used to have a copy, but it's one of those books I loaned out, and you can't buy them anymore. They're out of print. You maybe can get them on Amazon. But I remember as a young Christian reading that, and what the Romans would do in the early church is they would take the infant babies of mothers and grandmothers, and they would say, I'm going to kill this child if you don't deny your faith. And before that mother's or grandmother's eyes, they would begin to torture that baby. That's why they want that information. Because that kind of thing, the Bible says, they will dash your little ones against a stone. That's why they want the information, because that's going to happen during the tribulation period to those who come to Christ. It's going to be a time such as never has been or ever will be on the face of the earth. All right, now let's look at verses 16 through 18. And he causes the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free man and the slaves, to be given a mark on the right hand and on their forehead. Who's the one that does this? It's the false prophet. And he provides that no one will be able to buy or sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. The number is that of a man, and his number is 666. Now I want to talk about this for a minute. How are you known today? By your name or by your number? Did you all know, if you've listened to the news in the past couple of days, because Equifax had a breach, that our government is now considering another form of your identity other than your Social Security number, because identity theft is becoming so rampant. Now, all of this, and they were talking about it on the news, they figured out a couple of ways that they can do this to give you a new number, because if your data is breached, they can't, at this present time, give you a new Social Security number. But they're trying to figure out a way to give us all a new number where it can't be breached, and a way in which nobody can steal it. Do y'all see how all of this is working toward the preparation? People would be willing to take the mark because they don't want their data stolen, right? Now, you can't buy anything anywhere without a barcode, right? And you wouldn't be able to have it if you didn't have the mark of the beast. Now, when it says the number 666, y'all, the number 6 has always been the number for man. And it's it says right here, the number is that of a man. What it's talking about is you will have, or people will have their individual number that they're known by. Can you not see how the world's being prepared for this? And we've talked about this a lot. Well, this is going to happen during the tribulation period. We're in that preparation time. And see, we have so many opportunities to tell people, just like sitting around the table Thanksgiving. By then, they may have come up with a way to know how to assign us all new numbers. You can talk about how what's on the news is fitting in with what you've been studying. Right? And then you can go on to tell people, if you're not saved when I'm taken out, your fate is sealed. Can we not do things like that? Yeah.
And why do you think we don't?
Love of self. No other reason than love of self. It's like, why do people run into a house that's on fire to save a child? Why? They love that child more than they love themselves. Why do people not speak strongly to people? Love of self rather than love of other people. Well, doesn't the Bible tell us in the last days people will be lovers of self? Yeah, and see, we need, when things are evolving, like they're evolving so quickly, every time you turn on the news, and I do believe Christians need to be informed about what's going on, because it's all playing into what we're talking about here. When you're with people, there are many opportunities. Clerks in the store, when they're scanning your things that you're buying, say, did you know all of this is just feeding right into the mark of the beast? I want to tell you, their ears will perk up and they will listen to what you're saying. They will. Because they don't think about those barcodes fitting in with all of that. They don't think about that. You have to think about current events in light of Scripture in order to see these things. But y'all, that's important. Well, you know, they were telling me, somebody who went to Disney World recently, that they now stamp you, I've forgotten what they call it. Anybody been there recently? They stamp you and it's a permanent pass for the whole time you're down there. And they said it made them have the heebie-jeebies because, you know, we've been studying this in prophecy. And they could see how, Betty?
I can turn myself around with my phone.
You can turn your what?
Myself around with my phone. Isn't that amazing?
You can
do it with your eyes,
too. Well, they were talking on the news about how the eyes and the thumbprints, if they were digitalized, could be counterfeited. And so that wouldn't be good ways, you know, to be our mark. That they're trying to come up with things that are foolproof. So all of this, you know, you got to see, all of this is in the works. Now, y'all, if we're not going to be here, what do we know? We need to know the time is here for us to be taken out. If we're not going to be here when it happens and everything's happening so quick, we've got to know we could be gone before the next second. And how are we living our life? Who are we living it for? Are we warning people like the Bible says we're to warn people? Or do we love ourselves?
You'll be knocking on doors and telling people that this is going to happen to me.
But, you know, we hear it here, but we need to be put in a place. Not just here and only. We live in a time, it's scary.
And you can't just leave people you know. It's got to be anybody you come across, anywhere you are.
Well, it's like when I first got saved, Pruitt and I went in, I think it was Penny's. And the clerk that was waiting on me, I started asking her about her relationship with the Lord. And when we turned to leave, Pruitt said, "How do you know she wasn't saved?"
And
I don't. Because in our culture, everybody thinks they're saved. And I said, "I don't know what her relationship is, but I'm told to preach the gospel to every creature. She's a creature, so she qualifies." Is that true?
No.
See, they qualify. And you look for every opportunity, everywhere you are, to speak to people. The Bible says, in season and out of season. What does that mean? When it's convenient and when it's not. All the time.
What's your first question?
What's my first question? It depends. It depends. Sometimes I ask them, "Do you know the Lord?" That's what was asked to me. And I knew about him, but I didn't know him. And that's a good question to ask people. Because people, that conveys relationship. And in our culture, everybody believes in Jesus. It's becoming not so, but we're in the Bible Belt, y'all. So we have to take that into account when we talk to people. Because if you ask people if they're saved, everybody's going to say yes. Everybody's going to say yes. All right. Now we're going to look next week at Revelation 17. And I may start giving you all assignments. Because I think sometimes people don't know how far to go. So we're going to be studying Babylon. And I want you to go through page 370. But also the handout I gave you on the harlot. Who is the harlot? This. I want you to thoroughly know this material. Yeah, you should have it. I don't have any more copies. Huh? Okay. Are any questions about what we have looked? 370. We're going to spend our time looking at this harlot, which is the world religious system in the end days. Huh? All right, are there any questions before we close? Well, let's pray. Father, we want to thank you so much for the privilege that you've given us of living in this time. It is a scary time when we look around us and see the peoples that are becoming more and more deceived day by day. When we see the apathy within the church. When we see the biblical ignorance. And things are moving so quickly. And I just pray that your Holy Spirit would strengthen each of us in our inner man. And that the love for other people will so consume us that we will lose all sense of self-love out of concern for others. Give us the grace, Father, to exercise that love with true knowledge and discernment. Because we're going to have to give an account to you for the way we have loved other people. And I pray that we would learn to love people biblically. And be be more concerned about their eternal destiny than their comfort, and certainly than our relationship with them. Make us so aware, Father, of their lostness that we will lose sight of self-love. And I ask this in the name of your Son. Amen.